Moved back shortly after. I was on the road. I got a call from my agent, and he told me need to try to get to the closest airport available. So I just stopped on the side of the road, grabbed a few things out of my truck, and I'm here now.
Where did you, what airport you fly out to start?
New Orleans. We tried Baton Rouge. It couldn't work. Traffic was bad. Got a couple of other flights lined up, and New Orleans was the only one that works. So.
For the love of the game, huh?
Yeah, for the love of the game. I slept in the airport last night in Atlanta, too, so it was a trip, but I'm glad to be here, and I'm grateful for my opportunity to be part of the Green Bay Packers, you know. So this is something that I really, really, really appreciate, you know.
Howard, sorry if you answered this already, but start to finish, how many hours was your travel over the last?
I drove about 20 hours, and I'm going to just say a good 30 hours easy with no sleep. So, I mean, I haven't been to sleep yet. And, you know, it's funny, but, you know, it's all worth it. It's worth it. It's for the love of the game.
Obviously, they would have loved to have you at practice here today.
Right.
So you're going to have one basically full practice, a lot of mental reps.
Yeah.
How much do you think you can contribute Sunday?
I think I can contribute a lot. The game is pretty much it's all the same. You just have to get acclimated to calls and hearing other guys making calls. And, you know, I think technique-wise, it should be pretty much the same.
Will they pick your brain? Are you willing to divulge Jets defensive information?
I mean, that's all up in the air. I mean, you can give a little bit and take a little bit. So I think I'd be a great help and come in there. And I know they're going to try to run the ball, so that's the main thing. And stop the run and make them one-dimensional.
So you really think you can get active and get on the field Sunday?
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for that. I think it's possible. So I just need to get in here and try to learn and see what's going on with the defense and get the calls down. If I get the calls down, I can play.
How have you played two games this year, right, with the Jets? Were you active for two games?
I was active for two games.
You have and the last one was what, three weeks ago? Was it the fifth?
I think so, Minnesota, I think.
So, conditioning-wise, wind-wise, I mean, if you had to play, how many snaps do you think you'd be good for? I mean, if you had to throw a number out there.
I don't know. I mean, the first game back against Miami, I came in, and I think I played 35 plays.
Okay.
And I didn't know I was going to play that many. It just happened that way. But I've been keeping myself doing extra cardio, stuff like that. So, it's just one play at a time, and you just go out there and give it all you got.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Are you familiar at all with what the Packers are doing defensively, or just too early to
decide? I'm pretty familiar with Coach Capers. He drafted me back in 2002, a long time ago. So just right now, it's just me just trying to just see what – it might be a few things different, some tweaks here or there, and you go from there.
Personnel-wise, you feel comfortable?
Yeah, I feel comfortable. I mean, I've been around a lot. I fit in with anywhere, pretty much. So it won't be anything different.
And what was your first travel situation, Howard? You were in New York?
Right.
Okay, and where'd it go?
I got released on Monday. So when released Monday, I took out driving about 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. Drove all night Tuesday, Wednesday, stopped just for fuel and bathroom, and made it to, I was probably about a good 30 minutes from my house, I would say, maybe 30, 45 minutes from my house.
Which is where?
Around Perryville. Perryville is close to Baton Rouge, in between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, and ended up getting a phone call, so I was like, whoa. Okay, so I passed up the New Orleans airport already. Baton Rouge was another 45 minutes up the road, so I'm like, it's 5 o'clock traffic. And we just tried to get some things done over the phone, you know. So, one flight didn't work, I missed it. And I was able to get into a later flight, like 7:45 out of New Orleans. And that was working for me. Got to Atlanta. Flights are delayed because of tornadoes and different stuff like that. So It's pretty bad over that way.
So Atlanta was your connection to get to Green Bay, though?
Yeah. And it's like everything stopped right there. It went no further. It was like my flight was supposed to leave at 6 a.m. I don't think I got out of there until like 9 this morning, 10 o'clock this morning.
You didn't go to the airport.
I had to turn around, go back to New Orleans.
What do you drive? What were you driving the whole time?
My truck, my 450. I have a 450, so I was driving it, getting people out the way. And blowing them out the way the best way you can.
How many miles you think you put on that truck?
Probably all together, probably about 2,000 miles on one trip. From New York to down south and then just running around. It was crazy.
Can you check your truck for mileage?
I don't know. I think I might be able to get some of that back.
Hard going from New York, big city, to Green Bay. What have you thought about that at all?
I'm from a small town, too, you know, where I grew up from. Tremont is not too far. He's pretty close to where we grew up in the same area, so it's small. It's small. I'm used to small towns and quiet. I really didn't do the city too much anyway, you know, in New York. So it was good, too. It's a good fit for me.
Did you know Tremont?
Yeah, I know.
Growing up?
Kind of, you know, you hear, we know. Small town, Brandon Jacobs, and they, you know, they kind of grew up together. I'm a little older than they are, but I know them, you know, when anybody that's close to me in the area, I call, you know, consider that family, you know, as a homeboy, that's my homeboy. So.
He went to Assumption,
I went to Downsville High, so it's like we would play each other in high school, actually, so it's kind of like a little rivalry game.
But you were older.
I'm older than he is. I'll keep up with him, though. Keep up with him. Watch him, and I used to hear all the time about him, you know. Tremont. I was like, okay.